Time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so at the Mexico City premiere of a Minecraft movie, Jason Momoa said he does put some little, quote, jewels in there for his kids, but he actually doesn't have a computer or a TV at home.
Yeah, I put little jewels in there for them, but yeah, we don't have even a TV at home, so unfortunately they don't have a computer at home. Bad dad.
Yeah, not a bad dad, but like, obviously they spend a ton of time outside and doing all kinds of active things with him. I gotta move on. George Clooney is done being a sex symbol. He said, I'm 63 years old. I'm not trying to compete with 25-year-old leading men. That's not my job. I'm not doing romantic films anymore. You think you can't be romantic at 63? You stop it, George Clooney, with your beautiful face. Speaking of beautiful, Selena Gomez opened up about the emotional toll online comments, especially regarding her weight, have taken on her.
Oh, yeah, my weight's a big one, too. Everyone just has something to say, and it's really making me sad and not even sad, because you know what? No, I'm not a victim, everyone. I just think it's made me a tad bitter. Mm-hmm. And I feel really guilty for saying that, but it's true. I don't know.
Oh, I hate that for her. Eva Longoria described herself as the ugly duckling in her family, feeling overshadowed by her sisters when she was growing up.
I was performative in my family because I was the ugly duckling. And yep. Documentation is available if you need it. My three sisters look alike. They're all blonde. I knew I wasn't the pretty one. And I was like, okay, I'm not the pretty one, so I'm going to be the funny one. I'm going to be the smart one.
Kindred spirit right there. Let me tell you, seventh grade was my ugly duckling year. And Lizzo is going to star in a biopic about Sister Rosetta Tharpe, a gospel singer who became famous in the 30s and 40s. She's often referred to as the godmother of rock and roll. On Today with Jenna and Friends, Jenna Bush Hager revealed a dislocated finger that was in a splint, and then she shared a picture of what it looked like before.
I unfortunately dislocated my middle finger.
Yes, I received a text message about it.
And I may put a warning on, because we're going to show the picture.
Yeah, if you're queasy, don't look at your television for the photo.
This is what happened to my finger. Okay, y'all can take it off.
Ew. She shared a really graphic photo. Okay, so some hot takes this morning for the Daily Dust. No, Jennifer Aniston and Pedro Pascal are not dating. Mariah Carey and Anderson .Paak might be. And Miley Cyrus will release her new album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Something not so beautiful. Ugh. This week's episode of The Baldwins, I had to edit this heavily because, y'all, Alec revealed he once saw one of Hilaria's exes on stage.
We went to go see Take Me Out, the musical that our dear friend Scott Ellis directed, and all these baseball players were in the locker room, and they were all turned around naked with their hanging out. And he's there, her boyfriend, and I recognize him. I met him before. And when he turns around with his personality hanging, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I told you I had to edit that heavily to make it appropriate. It still wasn't. Ugh. Are they trying to make the Baldwins the new Kardashians? Because it is not. There's just. Ugh. I need some mouthwash. I gotta go. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.